Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Munga.
Good afternoon, Brother Lotte. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. How are you?
I'm extremely fine. I've got no complaint.
Lovely. Great to hear that, man. Great to hear that. Fantastic, sure. Indeed. Now, we are continuing, you know, on our discussion about discerning God's will for your life. This is our Scripture in Motion segment. To those who are joining us, Pastor Munga has been talking to us since Monday. Now, God is so great that even the very smallest detail of the universe is truly under His control, as we believe. And the most distant galaxy, the littlest seed, even the smallest subatomic particle, everything was created by Him. Literally nothing is in this world without Him. And is under His sovereign control. I mean, everything is under His control. So what does that mean for our choices of career and life partner? We're going to be talking to the pastor about that. Now, Pastor, how can I figure out God's will for my educational or career choices?
Thank you very much, Brother Lotte, and our listeners. Even as we consider looking at the educational path and career choice, we first look at how we are made as human beings. I have appreciated when you said that God created everything. And look at how specific God is. Your digestion system as a human being, my digestion system, is specifically designed for a particular kind of food. Your teeth are designed for a particular kind of food to eat. So meaning when you take what you are designed for, then it becomes well. So meaning, even when we come to our educational path or career, we need to be friends of God so that we can discern His career path. My journey you'll be interested to learn that I did my first course I did was mechanics. I'm a mechanic by profession. That's what I did for 2 years.
Okay.
My car has got a toolbox. Wherever I am, we can drop the engine in the middle of the road.
Wow.
And then after that, I did business administration in Zambia and outside in different countries around. But one thing was very clear to me, that I was not satisfied with that. And when I was doing my my Bachelor of Business Administration at Bugema University in Uganda, everyone was shocked that I was doing business administration. What everyone knew was that I was doing theology. And I was addressed as a pastor. And that's the tag which I had even from my childhood. Pastor. But at times I used to say, no, please, I'm not a pastor. Then someone called me, but do you tell these people to call you a pastor? So I figured out until someone sat me down and they went, no, you have been running away from this. This is your path.
Wow.
So it is. You can figure it with a friend. I tried whatever I could do around, but I saw that, wow, I could not enjoy it. You'll be interested to learn that when I did mechanics, I got a distinction. I came out as the best student. At Bugema University, if you Google my name there, I was one of those who got summa cum laude first.
Wow.
I got also a distinction. Business administration, doing those things, accounts and everything. But it is possible to know God's will. One, you talk about comfort in that career, and then God can also use your friends, people who are close to you, to tell you, no, Brother Lotte, yes, you can do this, but what we see in you is this. And this is the same thing that we find with also is Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, where Samuel hears God's voice, but he confuses God's voice to a human voice. He goes to the priest, no, I heard you called me. He said, no, I didn't call you. Then the third time, no, it's not me calling you, it's God. So you can find out your education career path using friends. And at times it may be someone, the most unlikely person, who can help you. No wonder, like in schools, you have got a careers master, you have got your peers who can help you to shape you that, this is what you are supposed to. So you can figure it. It can be using your friends. At what time, circumstances, something happens that, I think this is what this person is meant for. And then, but the greater thing is where you are comfortable to do something.
Very interesting to know indeed. Now, Can I serve God, you know, regardless of a career choice? I mean, you saying that you had to move and, you know, do theology, yet you did mechanics, you did, you know, business studies, etc. But did you feel that, no, you can't serve God there, so you needed to actually move to become a pastor so that you can serve God? What I'm trying to say is, does God have a specific plan? But that I cannot deviate from, because it looked like there was a plan for you, but that you become a pastor and you would not be able to serve him in these other careers.
You can serve the other careers, but for when you are outside where God has designed you for, you can serve. I can repair a car. I am a certified consultant investment advisor. I can track my consultants everywhere. But you'll find that it is something that gives you satisfaction. Mm. In other words, anything manufactured can only function properly, effectively, and efficiently if it is used according to the manufacturer's design.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can use a pen for digging, but it will dig, but it will not do the work effectively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So deviating from your plan, that has to do with your choice. You can go elsewhere, you can hear voices calling you to this, but you can go still somewhere else. But you will not function properly. You will not function effectively. You will not function efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Someone wanted to be a soldier, then you go to become a teacher. You can still see that this person was supposed to be a soldier, but now he's this side. Mm-hmm. Or someone was supposed to be this, but now he's in the other side. You may have heard or have seen some of those things. Yeah. In your life.
Yeah. All right. Now, if I do deviate from his intended plan, you know, for me, you know, somebody like yourself, you know, you did business studies, you did engineering, and of course you can unpack the engine and reassemble it. Do you think you could still be able, the ability to serve him, even in your specific field, not his field?
Yes, I can. Like I said earlier on, I can, or you can, but mm-hmm. without a peace of mind.
Without a peace
you can
of
do
mind.
It. Yeah. Yeah, without a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's more of like, I mean, an imitation.
I mean,
I've not stopped repairing cars. I'm not repairing cars and everything. But you can do this, you can do that. But like I have said, without a peace of mind. It is something when you do what you love, like when you talk about spiritual gifts, something mm-hmm. that you love, mm-hmm. something that you do without sweating.
Yeah.
And when you are outside, if I came to your church and I started preaching, the first sermon, you know that this is not the real, this person is imitating another person.
Even if
you have never met.
Yeah.
This person is wanting to be like another person. Mm. This is not his or her real self.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge. When you are living another life, which God is not designed, even others are affected.
Mm.
How many imitations do we see even on the, you just go on YouTube, you see these people who are preaching, you can say, no, this is imitation.
Yeah.
In the Bible, they call it hypocrites. Mm. You are acting.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
It's not the real thing coming out from you.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting to know. Now, would God then be also interested in the choice of a life partner that I pick up?
For sure. And actually, God is more interested than us human beings are.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
In the first place, he designed marriage. It is his plan. And
yes.
Him alone.
Yeah.
That is his plan.
Mm.
So he must be interested in how successful this plan is. Mm-hmm. Talk about the issues of Abraham, where Abraham tells the servant, no, you go to this place. That's the place where you get the wife of my son. And when this man arrives there, he prays. And then someone comes specifically, and then that person is taken to this man. And then the Bible says he was happy after that, especially after losing the wife, that is Isaac. Look at the number of divorces. There is quite alarming. The latest I think we have in Zambia now, it was one time at up to about 22,000 divorces
goodness.
In 1 year.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now you're talking about a country of, that time we were less than 20 million.
Mm, mm.
If this year the statistics are, I think, around 36,000.
Mm.
And those are the only ones who pass through the courts of law. We don't include those who divorce from the villages and everywhere. What could be the reason for that? Maybe people are not paired in the way they should have been. They should have been. So God is interested in the, because the choice of your partner affects even your way.
Yeah.
It affects your way.
Yeah, true, true. So what you're effectively saying is that if you pick up a partner that is wrong, that may actually alter the destiny of your life completely.
It will. Because in the first place, that person will not appreciate you the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you also not appreciate that person the way that person is. You, in other words, you are not meant for each other. I have seen it in my field where you are repairing a Toyota Corolla or a Benz, then you go and get a part and you find the part is the part. At times you can force it. You just bring a file. You file the other part, then you force it. You put it there. But you find that the machine will not work effectively.
Are those spanners? So,
and that's what happened. Yes.
So are those spanners at your back there?
Pardon?
Are those spanners falling at your back?
No. I think it was something on my table.
Oh, I thought it was spanners.
Okay. No, spanners are all over in our home and in our car. When I find a car is broken down on the way, I stop and I have to attend to it.
Now, does he have to be a specific person for everyone, or some people are just born to be single? I mean, you're talking about the right partner and everything, and I'm thinking if God really has prepared everybody for literally everyone, is that the case?
I think so. Why I think so is that because everyone was created by it. But the challenge that we must also address, or one thing that we must also factor, is the entrance of sin. That when sin entered, sin distorted everything, including God's plan. And as a result, we are what people like Paul would say, I wish all people were like me. But if you feel that fresh, you have got those desires for a woman or for a man, get married. That indicates that some people may not be interested in marriage. And Paul is an example. There's no indication that Paul was married. Then you also talk about the Hebrew boys, Daniel and the friends. There's no indication that those men were married. There's no record about their family, their wives, or anyone else. So meaning, some people can choose to work for God without a partner.
So effectively, there are people who will just not have a partner because it's not in God's plan for them.
Based on what Paul mentioned, like him, here he was had no partner and he was comfortable with that. And even mentioning that, I wish everyone were like me, but he also goes to qualify that if you feel you need a partner, then you go ahead and marry. Because, of course, we know that if you disregard nature, you can end up being imbalanced.
True, true. Because I've heard, people say, but I don't have the gift of celibacy. And yet, here am I, I'm not finding a partner. Should they interpret that then as God's will for their lives?
In the first place, as human beings, we always want things at our own time. I do not know what plans the other God has for this specific person, because if you talk about humanly speaking, it is not possible for each person to be married. Why? When you look at the world population, we have got more women than men. Yes, we have got more women in almost any population. I think maybe even in South Africa it should be the same.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, definitely.
That you have got more women than men. So as a result, we can't say that everyone at the same time can be married. But what we know is that God has got a plan for each and every person
And we only discern that plan as we go to him or as he directs us himself. We can't prescribe as a human being. No, no, no. You are created to be single. You are created to be this. No.
Yeah, but quite interesting. I think this may actually be another subject on its own. But I must thank you, Pastor. I think we're going to be ending it there for today. But just some last words, parting shot in as far as God's will for one's career and also a life partner. What should people think as we leave this part?
Come again.
I'm saying that as a parting shot, what would you say to our listeners in as far as God's plan for our career choices and also life partners?
Thank you very much. My word is that we need to discover God's will. As we start His word, and as we pray, God can use our friends. God can use His word. As we are studying, you look at how He called this one, how He called this one. Oh, so the way God called this person to a specific place. So that means God has got a calling for me also. I'm not just a floating element. There is something specific God designed me to be. That is why that should be qualified to our listeners and you, a lot of that. God created each one of us different. So maybe there's a particular thing that you can. Let me also say this. There is something that, brother Lotte, that you alone can do. And God created you specifically for that. As you talk to Him in prayer, as you study His word, you are going to discover your unique giftedness.
Yeah, Pastor Amasa, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Blessings to you. We'll connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you very much, my brother, and the listeners. This is for you too.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.